Beginning this weekend, it will be illegal to light up a cigarette in nearly all workplaces in Multnomah County, with few exceptions. The ban is music to the ears of Portland writer Andrew Holtz, for whom smoking is both a pet peeve and a major health issue. Holtz says a New York judge had the right idea when he ordered the parties in a recent tobacco lawsuit to put together a settlement that would include everyone in the U.S. with a smoking-related disease.
Almost every tobacco lawsuit so far has considered an individual case, one person, one smoking history, and one medical history. And so in each case, the jury's been asked to decide if that lung cancer or that emphysema or that ailing heart was caused by smoking. And then if so, how much responsibility the tobacco company defendant should bear. Whatever the legal basis for this one-by-one approach may be, from a scientific or medical perspective, it's all wrong. Here's why. Despite the colossal scientific evidence linking tobacco to disease and death, tobacco defendants can point out that most smokers don't get lung cancer, while a few people who have never been around cigarettes do. Indeed, when pressed, a scientific expert has to concede that even in a lifelong smoker who has lung cancer, there's a chance, however small, that that particular cancer is a coincidence. The exceptions and uncertainties allow confusion and doubt to sneak into the jury room. The problem is not with the science, but how it's used. Scientific studies are not about individuals. They consider groups. So courts need to take their narrow focus off the endless succession of particular individuals and take the same wide-angle group perspective. Then the legal questions will be the ones that science is ready to answer with confidence and clarity. Men who smoke are 22 times as likely to develop lung cancer as men who don't smoke, and they are 27 times as likely to develop mouth cancer. Two-pack-a-day smokers are about 3 times as likely to develop cardiovascular disease as are non-smokers. Non-smokers who are around a lot of secondhand smoke have their risk of lung cancer bumped up by about 15 to 20%. By taking the group perspective, juries can look at the statistics. For instance, of smokers with lung cancer, at least 95% of them would not be dying of that cancer if they hadn't smoked. And although individual smokers do quit, frequently 4 out of 5 quitters are back smoking within a year. It's time to stop torturing the science to make it fit the usual legal format of all-or-nothing individual rulings. Maybe when juries can take a step back from considering one smoker at a time, they'll be able to get a clearer view of the more than 1,000 Americans who each day die of a tobacco-related disease.
The comments of Andrew Holtz, a Portland writer.